Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the Internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning, and welcome to NABWIC Talks. I'm Jada Williams, your host for today, and it gives me great pleasure to be in the studio this morning. But first, I have to ask you, just like the commercial just said, please follow, like, and share on all your different social media platforms that you are hanging out with NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, because we are the voice. Better yet, head over to our website at www.nabwic.org and hang out with us. Check out our website. See how you can become our next newest member by clicking that Join Now button. And also get the latest information and what's going on in NABWIC world. Get engaged with our different committees and members all through our website. Listen, we have an action-packed show planned for you today. I'm so excited in the studio this morning. We also have in the studio NABWIC Talks no other than the master builder herself, Ms. Ann McNeil of MCO and NABWIC and everything in construction in Florida and across the United States. We also have Ms. Jackie Perry of JP and Associates and Ursula Odom of Sousa too. Hey, good morning, Ms. Ann. How are you, beautiful?
Good morning, Jada. And I tell you all the time, Jada, if I were any better, I would be you. And today is no different. Yes, I hail to you today from San Antonio, Texas, getting ready to do a panel discussion for the World of Water, American Water Association. And so I'm very excited to represent this phenomenal organization. But I'm more excited today, Jada, to be here with our special guest. Because when you stop and think about the voice of black women in construction, I think our guest today is an example of that voice. And so we met maybe a few weeks ago for the very first time in Jacksonville during the Jacksonville Hard Hat and Heels. And Ms. Paulette Walker was manning the door and managing the people and the flow. And I told her, you know, we have the same hairstyle, just a different color, but sisters in the spirit. So we're excited this morning to have her share her story because when you stop and think about black women in construction and being the voice of this industry, oftentimes we don't think about professional services. And so, you know, we're excited today, Paulette, to hear your story from the military to banking to real estate to investing to all of your business endeavors. And so I want to encourage and remind all of our listeners, Jada, that we are the voice, not just of black women in construction, but I contend that we are the voice of this industry. And every month as we continue to host our billion-dollar luncheon and other activities that go on every single month, We continue to share that voice locally, statewide, nationally, and now internationally. So again, Zeta, let's get this party started.
Yes, indeed. Like I said, our marvelous founder, not only just employer, she has been burning up the sky mouth, guys, burning up the sky mouth, speaking and spreading her knowledge at all of these different construction events across the country and being our fearless leader. So we love you, Ms. Ann. Do great today. We know that NABWIC, we are all there in Texas with you behind you. So, yes, let's take a quick commercial break and come back and get into some NABWIC talks with Ms. Paulette Walker, CEO of Enjoy Realty, LLC.
Hi, I'm Vicki Antonio. I'm part of the South Florida chapter of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and we are excited to celebrate women in construction. What I'm most proud of about being a part of this organization is that we are a conglomerate of women who are doing great things to expand not only ourselves, but our local communities and beyond. Why it's important to support this organization is because, you know, the saying is that when you support a woman, you support a nation. So my name's Vicki Antonio. Please join us to celebrate women in construction.
Yes, indeed. To support a woman is to support a nation. Listen, now we talk with Ms. Paulette Walker. She is the CEO of Enjoy Realty, LLC. Ms. Paulette is truly a Jacksonville native with over 25 years. That's Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, Florida native with over 25 years of experience in both mortgages and real estate. Her ultimate goal is for every customer to be educated and succeed in purchasing a home. Paulette is passionate and compelled to assist both buyers and sellers in achieving their goals. And like Ms. Ann mentioned, with her military and banking experiences, has been most beneficial in building relationships with builders, realtors, lenders, title agencies, and other partners. And most of all, Ms. Paulette Walker is one of our newest NABWIC members out of Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Ms. Paulette. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ms. Jada. I am all well. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Well, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I got to rub elbows quickly with you at that annual meeting in Jacksonville. Ms. Jackie gets to work with you closely there. But most of us, I had to be a stalker online to find out who you were and look you up. So tell us in your own words who you are and what you got going on, Ms. Paulette.
Well, you've pretty much kind of given a little bit of my background. I'm a true native of Jacksonville, which you don't find too many people, but I'm a true native here of Jacksonville, Florida, born and raised, as they would say. I joined the military at the age of 17. My only regret is that I did not retire, but it's all good. I have one son, two grandsons, so I'm a boy mom all the way around. This is where I first started in finance, actually in the military. That was not my actual job, but I gravitated over to the finance side, and then once I was released with an honorable discharge, I came back home here to Jacksonville and started working with American Express, and then I left from there and started working at First Union. So that was way back in the day, back at First Union. So, and that's where my career started in mortgages. I worked in that career for about 16 years, and then I kind of gravitated over. I got my broker's license, my mortgage broker's license, worked in that a few years, and then a friend who's a pastor now, he said, hey, you know what, you need to get your real estate license. So I said, oh, that's a lot of work, and it was. So I got my real estate license, and here I am 16 and a half years later. I decided, you know, I thought that the season in my life had changed. And so I believe that, and I'm going to stand on that. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to go get my broker's license. And it wasn't really my sole intent to open a brokerage, but I said, Paulette, why not? And so here I am today, and Enjoy Realty is my baby today. So here I am, 16 and a half years later, and now I am an owner broker. And that is it.
Yes,
that's me.
And yes, indeed. Well, definitely so with the real estate and being a broker and going through your 16 years, it sounds like you are that true entrepreneurial spirit within. With that military background, of course, you know, it's all about getting that DD-214 with that honorable discharge there. I did my hot 10 minutes in the service there, too. So hats off to you.
Thank you for your service as well.
Yes, ma'am. So, Ms. Paulette, with you being in the mortgages, dealing with, you know, so many different sides of business when you're being a broker and you have the you went to real estate school and things like that, what does a day in the life of Paulette Walker consist of?
Well, you know, the only thing about being an entrepreneur is sometimes you don't know when to turn it off. So literally you can work 12, 14, 16 hours and don't even realize you're working that long because you do it on a constant basis. So Enjoy Realty is my second business. My first one is Enjoy Consultants. So I am a corporate facilitator, more so in the finance world with implementing systems. So that was and still is part of my life. And so I thrive on educating clients or customers, if you will, in the buying and selling world, because I think that if people are more educated about what they need to do, they can make better choices and make better decisions and understand about building wealth through real estate. So
yes,
my day starts out very early and it ends very late. And then when my body tells me, hey, Paulette, I think you need to take a break, then I take a break.
Yes, it's so funny you mentioned that because a lot of times people are like, I'm tired of this 9-to-5, and then they find they want to go start their business. Like, yeah, I gave up my 9-to-5. Now I'm an entrepreneur and I work 24 hours. You're working
literally,
24 hours. Literally. Getting that business off the ground and getting it going, like you've mentioned before, your business becomes your baby and you are birthing that coming to fruition and to your dream becomes, you know, your reality. So you can hear the passion and the drive in your voice. I just have to ask, what led you to NABWIC outside of our marvelous reputation, our great red shirts, and us getting, rolling up our sleeves and being that advocate in the construction industry? How did you get connected with NABWIC?
Well, so let me get on here. Well, Miss Jackie is actually the second person that I've met. Well, actually, she's the third person I've met who are part of NABWIC. So, father worked in construction for a number of years, but he did the concrete portion of it. So I really had no interest there per se, but all of my own could build. And I still had no interest. When I started doing real estate, and I focus a lot on new construction, when I go through walkthroughs with my customers, when they do their pre-construction walkthroughs, I have no idea what these people are talking about. And so I said, you know, Paula, it's not a bad idea, perhaps if you take a couple of construction classes to understand the language, to understand what they're talking about, because a part of my education is to be well-rounded. And so when people ask me, say, well, is the wood supposed to look like this? Was it treated? I want to be in a place that I can answer those questions by just looking at and also know these boards when I see them. Everybody always like to refer to a 2x4, but do you really know what a 2x4 looks like? So I want to be well-rounded in that sense. So I was actually at a NARAB function, and that is the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, and I met another young lady who was representing NABWIC at that function. And I said, oh, okay, I think I want to be a part of this because this will help me. But it wasn't until like 8 or 9 months later when I actually ran into Ms. Deborah Thompson, and Ms. Deborah was talking, and she says, you know, I'm a member of NABWIC, blah, blah, blah. She says, you need to join our organization. I said, oh, absolutely. And there it was. And so that's how I became a part of NABWIC. But I really just want to be well-rounded and educated and everything that I do when it comes to building, because my lifelong goal is that I'm going to build my own house one day.
Yes, indeed. And you can hear that, and you can also hear in your voice and throughout your story that you practice what you preach about, you know, being educated, having that diverse knowledge, informed knowledge, so you could be able to be that trusted advisor for your clients, but not only your clients, for yourself. So spirit of the leader, spirit of the group, sounds like education committee might be a great department for you. For you and NABWIC, National World, have you thought about that?
Oh, no, I haven't thought about that just yet. So
beautiful, beautiful. So, Ms. Paulette, with the day-to-day and everything that you have going on and Enjoy Realty, and then you have the consultant side of the business, what do you have coming up? What's on the horizon? What is your ideal client or project that you go after?
Well, again, I love new construction because some people don't like it because it's a long span in between. You have to wait till that home is built. But I deal with a lot of buyers, and that is my first, that's my go-to, is to go to new construction because it eliminates, for that first year, you know, most of the time they get that bumper-to-bumper, one-year warranty that they don't have to worry about anything. Anything happens, the builder comes back to fix it. That versus perhaps going to an existing structure 10 years or older because you really don't know what you're buying. Because sometimes, it happens. Sellers do not disclose everything. And so disclosure is big. If you don't tell us, we don't know. But if you tell us, we may be able to work around it. So what's on the horizon for me is to continue that focus, to continue that drive, to continue to educate, because that is key. I want these young people to know that home ownership is obtainable. Right now this market is volatile, but it is obtainable, and it is necessary in order for you to build that generational wealth. So we thrive on trying to educate buyers on how they can actually do that and how to secure and to maintain and to be able to continue to build and leave a legacy behind for someone else, your children and your grandchildren. That is my focus.
Yes, indeed. With those focuses and bringing your business and everything together, you mentioned your children. How does being an entrepreneur affect your relationships with your friends and family? Are they?
Well, first of all,
is this a family business? Do you guys work together? Are you mentoring protege in them as you're on your journey?
Well, first of all, family and friends, when you own a business, they think you're rich. They think that you have ATM stamped on your forehead. And it doesn't really work like that.
It don't.
So my son has always thought that I had ATM on my forehead. And fortunately, and I'm blessed, I only have the one. But I tell you, I feel like I have five with that one. And I'm hoping one day that he will gain an interest. Right now, he really doesn't have an interest in the building, in the business. But I'm hoping one day he will. If not, my other grandson, one of the two, will have an interest in it. The bad part, and probably one of the misfortunes or unfortunate parts about being an entrepreneur, sometimes you don't always have that support that you think that you have or desire to have from family. And so you have to learn how to push past that, because if you don't, it'll build doubt about what you're doing. But you have to be solid and grounded and anchored. And so I find that in my faith so that I can kind of overlook where I don't receive the support from people who I think I should receive it from, so that I'll be able to move forward, because those can be obstacles or stumbling blocks for you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, I hope that everyone is taking notes and catching these golden nuggets. You are really speaking to the heart of the entrepreneurs and the audience this morning, especially to myself. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back to NABWIC Talks and speak more with Ms. Paulette Walker of Enjoy Realty, LLC.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the Internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the Internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes, we are back on NABWIC Talks this morning. NABWIC Talks with Ms. Paulette Walker out of Jacksonville, Florida, one of our newest members and owner, CEO of Enjoy Realty, LLC. Listen, some NABWIC news you can absolutely use. Don't forget NABWIC members and our new members on the way. Write this down. The NABWIC Leadership Training Employee Benefits is this Saturday, June 18th. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that is going to be led by Dr. Marlene Garland Hill. So you're not going to want to miss that. That Saturday, June 18th, also chapters and areas all around. If you are looking for your monthly meeting to go to, hey, members, new members, go to Eventbrite. Every chapter and area has their monthly meeting coming up that you want. You don't want to miss out on that. And, of course, we have our Atlanta chapters. Who's in your tribe? Jacksonville, Northeast Florida with their Lunch and Learn Detroit chapter. And, of course, South Florida, Breakfast with South Florida. Guys, if you want to stay connected to NABWIC, please check us out on Eventbrite or, as we've already mentioned, we're going to bang it in your head. Go to our website, www.nabwic.org, our website, www.nabwic.org. Listen, and new members, go to your profile on your website and engage and talk with your different members and sisters and brothers in NABWIC world. Stay connected and finding out what's going on in NABWIC. That's been your NABWIC news that you can absolutely use. Sponsored today by the National Board. The National NABWIC Board is sponsoring today's NABWIC news that you can absolutely use following our absolutely amazing mid-year meetings that just went down in Chicago. So we cannot wait to bring our Chicago tribe and leaders and different partners and new members a NABWIC World on NABWIC Talks and see what was going on up there. I heard if you missed these meetings in Chicago, too bad for you. I'm waiting on the link so I can try to get in on the T through Zoom, all that different stuff. Well, let's get back to it. I always get too excited in the studio. So back to NABWIC Talks with Ms. Paulette Walker. Ms. Paulette.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to get some audience members. You know, we have our different social media platforms. People are hitting us up in the comments under those different postings there, and then they're texting directly. I'll also like to shout out, please remember, if you're on the line, if you're listening in, you want to talk to Ms. Paula directly, hit 1 on your phone, and we will let you in the studio on NABWIC Talks to join in the conversation. So I want to ask you, Ms. Paulette, because you are so passionate and deep into the educating space and making sure that your clients have the information that they need. And that's one of our biggest pillars in NABWIC is being an advocate for education and moving the needle forward. What advice or resources do you have to give the buyers these days in this market that we mentioned? And that's on the national news that's super tight right now.
Well, you know, that's a difficult question. It's a great question, but it's difficult because typically the resources that I kind of read or perhaps would lean on, the market is very volatile right now. Even today, I believe the Feds are even considering raising the rates. And so what that does, it's a damper on our moderate to low-income buyers because with the raising of the rates that and with the prices being high, as they are, especially here in Florida, then that really kind of puts them on hold once again. So I unfortunately can't really give them a resource because we really don't know ourselves, just to be honest. I mean, most of the analysts keep going back and forth. But only thing I will say is be encouraged. Don't give up. Continue to save your money because the market will change. It does. It happens all the time. So just be ready. Maintain your credit. Don't mess it up. Continue to pay your bills. Make sure that you can one of the biggest things, if you pay down your utilization on your credit cards, pay it down less than 31%. That's always key. Keep it less than 31% or 30%. And don't close those accounts. So if you have a history with credit cards, don't close those accounts when you pay it down to zero. Car loans, installments, they will automatically close, but do not close those credit card accounts when it's been long-term. So that's my advice for today, especially if you're in that bracket of $300,000 to purchase between $300,000 or less.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Great tips, because back in the day, that was one of my first credit slip-ups. You know what I did? I did exactly that. I paid off credit cards, Capital One, and then I closed them off. Like, what? Like, who does that? Like, no. So thank you for that tip and sharing.
Well, that's because you didn't know.
I did not know back then. But, listen, I have a slew more questions that I want to ask you, but we do have a caller on the line that's anxious to get in the studio. Caller ending in your digits, ending in 5498. Your mic is open. Good morning. Welcome to NABWE Talk.
Good morning, Jada. Good morning, Ms. Paulette. This is Tyson Henry, and I bring
Good morning.
You greetings from the Executive Board of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and would just like to welcome you. We are so fortunate to have you to become one of our newest members, and I'm so excited to have had the opportunity to learn more about you this morning. It is truly an honor and a privilege to have you as a guest on our show. And a couple of things that stood out to me is that you're a boy mom. I'm a boy mom, too. And one of the things that I think is very encouraging and exciting about having you to be a part of our membership is your apparent abundance mindset and just this focus on continuous growth and development and sharing information and resources. And I think that we attract in harmony those that have aligned value systems and interests. And so just so excited to have you as a member and just looking forward to building a relationship with you and seeing how our organization, how we can support your business and how you as well will add value to our organization with your talent and your time. So
Thank
welcome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Well, wow. See, Ms. Paulette, you already knew you were special. The big wigs is on the line today. That is actually Ms. Tylene, like she said, our national president of National Association of Black Women in Construction. So I'm glad I was on time and hyping my job this morning in the studio. Listen, you also have another caller. Caller ending in 1291. Your mic is open. Good morning. Welcome to NABWE Talk.
Good morning. My name is Courtney. I'm calling in from Jacksonville, Florida as well. I was calling to ask about, I heard you talk about generational wealth, and I was wondering what do you think about adding your child's name to a deed so that they can also contribute, or so we can contribute to generational wealth for our children? Or how would that work, actually, adding their name to the deed? Should we add the name to the deed, or should we go a different route?
Good morning, Ms. Courtney. That's a great question, and my first response to that would be no, because children under the age of 18 cannot be responsible for real estate. And so I did have a situation like that about 12 years ago. a mother added all of her children to the deed, and it was very, very, very hard to try to get that house sold because she had did that because children under the age of 18 are not allowed to sign. Generational wealth for a young child, what I would do, if you're a single parent, first thing I would advise you to do is go see a trust advisor. That trust advisor can help you set up something to whereas that child will inherit or perhaps inherit the properties that you have just in case something happens to you. But also, let's do something that some of the other cultures do. When your child gets a certain age, you build their credit, like by the time they become teenagers, right? You add them onto a credit card, not giving them the card, but add them on as an additional user. That will build a credit for that builds credit scores for them. And then start teaching them about credit and how to spend their money. We have to focus on financial literacy at an early age. But number one, do not add a child to a deed under the age of 18. It will be a complete nightmare if something was to happen. But see a trust advisor. That trust advisor can help you navigate what you need to do for that child that's less than the age of 18. I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Courtney, for that great question. Hey, and if you missed it, guys, listen. Paulette just said, listen, the quickest way or one of the best ways, that the tips that she gave about building generational wealth is first you want to get that trust, that trusted advisor. Go get a trust set up. Speak to your advisor on that, setting up that trust. Build their credit by the time that they are teens, which is something simple. You could just add them to your credit card, as some of us do when you're getting trade lines and all of that stuff, guys. We understand this stuff. You can go ahead, jumpstart that, do that with your kids. And then also financial literacy, which is a part of educating, teaching our children and being that advocate. Walk that child into the bank. Get them started on their bank accounts. You know, we have the baby billionaire. We are connected with her through Miss Ann McNeil, and we do have our financial future, financial literacy, different programs that we have going on in NABWIC world. And also we team up with Better Investing. So, Ms. Courtney, if you are interested, please, as always, like I said online, you can go to our website. Other listeners, please go check out our website, NABWIC. We have our investment club and also, again, Financial Literacy and Financial Future Summit coming up here soon. So good stuff this morning on the air live is popping with NABWIC Talks with Ms. Paulette Walker. So, Ms. Paulette, you gave us a couple of tips on both sides, being the buyer, being the seller. Now, with all this money going around in the real estate industry, is it a good idea for me to join in and get the bag, too? Can you give us some tips and resources to someone that wants to become a realtor or to become a mortgage broker? Trying to get into the business. Is this a good time?
Well, you know, every state is different. And so the state of Florida, what I found 16 years ago, that test was very difficult. And when I took the broker's test, it was probably one of the hardest tests I have ever taken. But it takes time. You have to be dedicated. You have to have a passion and also a like for people. I know people who acquired their real estate license, but they didn't like people. I'm like, how do you do that? Because people change their mind, and people don't know what they want. So you have to build a stamina to say, you know, to understand their no is not personal when they ask you for something and then they don't come through. So number one, if you really want to be a realtor, I would suggest that you seek out your state, seek out what the requirements are, and go for it. But just keep in mind that this market is not always on the upbeat, and so you always need to make sure that you have something in the background to help you, to assist in case we have a down market. But go for it, take the test, get your license, and be active. Go see your builders and build those relationships. Relationships are very key when it comes to real estate. broker's license, each state has a requirement. In the state of Florida, you have to have your realtor license at least 2 years before you can sit for the exam. You can take the course, but, of course, you can't be scheduled for the exam unless you have 24 months under a broker, a current broker working in order to become a broker. But, hey, go for it. Here again, once you become an entrepreneur, there's always expenses involved. So you always need to have a backup. Make sure that you have some resources because you want to set up to succeed and not set yourself up for failure.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for those words of wisdom. We are all jotting it down in NABWIC world. Ms. Paulette, this has been an absolutely amazing discussion with you on NABWIC Talk. I have to know just a little bit more as we are approaching the top of the hour. What do you think is your unique skill that set you apart or made you so successful in your niche?
You know, that is a great question. You know, most of the time, the people who know me will tell you that my personality precedes me because I like people. Sometimes I may not act like I do, and that's an honest response, but I do. I really do like people. And I just,
are you,
you know,
a Gemini?
What God tells. No, I'm not. I'm a Leo. So I tend to try to lead the pack. But I've just learned through my faith that, you know, don't try to take these things personal because things will come. Like in a matter of 48 hours, this is true, in the last 48 hours, I've had two customers to come and lost them just that quick because they changed their mind. So you got to build some tough skin. But, I mean, my faith keeps me grounded, and I know that's how I got here. So I'm grateful to God and for his grace and his mercy that has allowed me to be in this space. So whatever, I believe whatever you want, you can actually do, and I stand on that.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is just getting better and better. Listen, share with us your favorite book or the author or whatever you're reading that right now that's keeping you motivated and going.
You know what? I think one of my favorite books that I've read was, well, I had two, but one of them, I read a lot of inspirational books, and one was by Pastor Reva Thames, When It All Falls Apart. And that was probably one of my absolute favorite books that I've read. The book that I'm reading now is about a bout, as in fight, B-O-U-T, a bout with doubt. And that is by my presiding bishop, which is Bishop J.J. Sheard, who is the presiding bishop for the Church of God in Christ. He has a book, and that's the book that I'm actually reading right now.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Thank you for that great book list, When It All Falls Apart, and then About With Doubt. And those are all both authored by your pastors at your church, our members, our listeners.
No,
anyone on the line available to order it?
So the first one, When It All Falls Apart, is by Pastor Reva Thames, who's out of Orlando. And About With Doubt is by Bishop J.J. Sheard, who's out of Detroit, but you can find these books. I know you can find Pastor Reva Thames' book on Amazon. I'm pretty sure Bishop Shear's book is on Amazon. If not, you can go to the Kogic bookstore, and that's kogic.org. Go to the publishing bookstore and order that book.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. So are you ready for the hard question now?
I hope so.
How can our audience get in contact with you or your NABWIC sisterhood, brotherhood, everybody rocking their red shirts? Because Jacksonville is on fire up there. How can we get in contact with you? You got any email, any social media handles?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that is a hard question, but it's a great question. You can reach me at info@enjoyrealty.com. It's the email address. Again, info@enjoyrealty.com, and that's N as in Nancy, J as in John, O as in Oscar, I as in India, enjoyrealty.com. My number, 904-356-3934. Again, 904-356. I'm sorry?
No, give it to us one more time. Give it to us one more time.
Yes.
The microphone cut out. Apologies.
904-356-3934.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And tell us any closing remarks or any tips that you would like to share with NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction.
Let's just continue to do what we're doing and moving this needle forward. And I like when the young lady said, when we support a woman, we support a nation. I love that. And so I think with black women, we have definitely have to come together just a little bit more. We have done so much over the years. And I just want you to be encouraged and know that you can do anything that we set our minds to. Anything we set our minds to, guess what? You know, we can achieve it. And we don't care about doubters, really. We think about it a little bit, but after a while, we say, you know what? Forget that. I'm moving forward, and that's what we need to do is to continue to drive forward, continue to move forward, and we're going to make it, and we can make it together because we can do it better together.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for being our special guest on NABWIC Talks this morning, Ms. Paulette. We are praying for you and Enjoy Realty LLC and Enjoy Consultant. We know that you are going to be in your bag and push your goals through completion. So best of blessings to you. Listen, the vision of the National Association of Black Women in Construction is to build lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations, but most of all, with you, the individuals. Listen, go and join NABWIC right now so you can get more and stay connected and be educated on what's going on in NABWIC, in the world, in your business, in your life. Listen, there is something for you somewhere in NABWIC world. Just check us out. Also, stay connected. Stay connected, stay connected. Go to our website at www.nabwic.org. This has been an absolutely amazing NABWIC Talks podcast this morning. You can always find us every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. Until next Wednesday at 8:30 a.m., you have a beautiful day. Thanks for listening
to
NABWIC.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.